Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone. This is Jane Crazar, and welcome to another wonderful call with Q. Today is the day after 4th of July. Hopefully everyone had a really good time. And so the date is July the 5th, 2021. We are so very honored to have Q back on our call again. And one of the things I'm requesting of everyone with all the calls that we have with Q is to really disperse this information, to disperse the calls that we have, because we want to be able to reach at least a few billion people, just a few. So with that being said, let me go ahead. Zaray is here also with us, and Q is now with us. And Q, welcome very much to our call with you today.
Thank you so much for allowing me in your space, in your time, in your day, and can't wait to co-create with you. How would you like to proceed?
All right. Well, we do have some newcomers, Q. And so I was wondering, I'd like to have, Zaray is here also, so she could do a little bit of an introduction. But I think people would like to know how you would like to be identified in this realm to keep you, you know, that's good for you. So, Zaray,
yeah.
You're here. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Q, please.
It's okay. Yeah, it seems to be a redundant question. Essentially, we all have the ability to fragment our spirit, our light body, our soul, whatever word you'd like to choose. And when you come into a reality, a dimension, if you like that word, you're able to put a portion of yourself into multiple beings. And so what Q really is, we used my first name of the first incarnation I had in the universe, which was not here. We used that as an identifier just so people knew what direction the information is coming from source, of course. Love that rhyme. And what we're able to do now is the technology that's on the planet that's been stifled on the planet is crystalline technology, which is in every human being. And when you build a planet or you build a crystal from what you're calling outer space, which we call hyperspace, you're able to make it thousands and thousands of times stronger. And so that was used as a gateway into a computing system. And so that computing system is now taking multiple consciousness and or souls, light bodies, and transmitting it back to a computer. And the people that are using that crystalline technology are extrapolating what agendas they'd like to accomplish. I'll be careful with that. So essentially, we're all consciousness, participating in consciousness, and now receiving consciousness back to us, observing that information, and now deciding what we like, we don't like, and our choices. So that's the best I can do.
That was pretty profound, Q. Thank you for that. We also know from our last call that you have identified yourself as a transition specialist, and someone in the population that was listening to you came up with that you are the master of questions. We said that was rather brilliant on his part. So let's go ahead and get started. Primarily, this call will be Q&A. I do have a request for the group, as we are looking at the present situation that is present on the surface, and that is predominant is still really having to do with a lot of the blockages, a lot of the suffering and challenges and stagnation and feeling stuck and feeling weakened and frustration primarily as we move forward. We understand also that things are in the process of evolution to the light. However, for the people now that are listening and those that they know who are in jeopardy of possibly dying or ascending because they are afraid, because they are, both sides are afraid to get close to their family members who've taken the shots, et cetera, the setting, and then perhaps maybe a new mutant that's coming out of the COVID. So anyways, all of that, plus the everything that's happening, you know, with the politics. So people are kind of in a state of flux, in a state of not being whole, I guess maybe is the best way, or not being in balance. So what can we do at this time right now to be able to remedy that?
Remedy what?
Remedying all the negativity and all of the doubts that people have.
Okay. So I will remind everyone that most of their information, if it's not created by themselves, comes from somewhere else. So free will is brutally honest, and everyone has free will, and that's what's so incredible about living here. It's magical because you have free will. Not only does every being have free will here, it has free will in the universe. And so many of the little stories you're hearing are incomplete for me. We all have free will consistently, concurrently, congruently. And so if you're going to believe something outside yourself, you're going to believe something outside yourself. And so once you decide that that's a decision that you don't like for that other person, as you are examining, doesn't mean they don't want to go experience that. I'm sorry, it's that brutally honest. If they're not intelligent enough to understand that anything outside themselves is going to poison them, that is still their free will, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's the kind of trickery that's going on here. This version of humans was designed to have very little consciousness in it, spirit in it, light being in it. I am no better than anybody else. I just have more of my, say, light being in me, and the discernment is much stronger for what I prefer, and or we all have the same ability. We just need to grow it organically. Almost like a flower. Does that make sense?
Yes. And so how do we do that?
So I cannot answer your question because I already did.
Okay, yes, you did. All right. I know that you've been very, very helpful for all of us in regards to manifesting and commanding the intentions to override many of the ails and sufferings that people have, and especially those within themselves. Do you think that might be something that we could do, you know, on this call?
Yeah, why don't we do it at the end of the call? Is that okay?
Oh, that would be absolutely perfect, yes. Thank you so much. I think with that...
Maybe we can grab a few more people, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, why don't we, yes, I think that we do have a lot of questions as a Q&A with you today, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. How about we do that? Okay. All right, everybody.
Thank you. It's my great honor and privilege to get to do this. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, first question is coming from 443, ending in 3632.
Hello.
And please let us know who you are, where you're calling from, if you will. And you are here with Q.
Yeah, thank you very much. This is Obi. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. Thank you very much for all that you're doing. I wanted to ask, does celibacy play any role in this transition from being a human being to being a spiritual being?
Jane, that was a little tough to hear. Can you translate?
Sure. She wants to know whether celibacy makes a difference as far as transitioning over versus, you know, so it's a question about celibacy.
Does celibacy play any role in the spiritual development?
Okay, that's an outstanding question, by the way, Jane, as you know.
Very good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll do a quick history lesson. I'm not a fan of going in the past, but sometimes it's very valuable, of course. One of the opportunities the master geneticists had to get more, say, light beings into this version of humans was to create, let's say, sensuality opportunities in the body. So as an example, to get to grow this version of humans, you would like them to desire each other through the ego mind, number one. Number two, when they do desire each other, there's an outcome, an orgasm. And three, let's make sure they don't realize that they're attaching back to their soul when they have an orgasm. Okay, and let's call out really weird words that kind of gross them out, and they don't really understand what's going on. Okay, so that's the short version of celibacy for me. When we connect with an individual and or sensuality, we're able to do it without touching each other. So if you choose not to touch someone, I'm under the opinion that the greatest experience you'll ever have is connecting and merging each soul. And you'll get all the history of that soul if you're able to do it and you're at a level where you can do it. So you can merge your souls, your spirit, light body, whatever word you like to use right now without being in a physical body, although one of the designs of the physical body was to steal, harvest, the sexual magic energy. Not to say it's bad. It can be very, very, very positive and, of course, very nurturing. But we must remember that it's not natural not to connect with one another. So if you're not connecting with somebody 100%, you must ask yourself, why is that? Where is that messaging coming from? So there's no limitations to what you want to experience would be my understanding and opinion. If you want to go experience that, that's why you're here. There's no judgment from you. You're part of Source. You've become a human being. You're experiencing what it's like to be a human being. Why don't you enjoy it?
Is your question answered?
Okay.
Very good.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you.
Beautiful question. Thank you. All right. All right, next caller is 678, ending in 9705.
0975, Jane, it's me, Viv.
Yes. Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Hold on a minute. Let me just go ahead and, yes, 9705, Viv, you're on the air.
It's 0975, but that's okay. I'm here. Oh, Keith, thank you for coming this lifetime at this point in time with the stagnation of our evolution. I cannot thank you enough, and one day I will see you soon. But I also want to thank you so very much for connecting us to our spirits and commanding what we need and what we want. It is so working. At first I had to get accustomed to commanding my spirit, you know, giving it a command. But anyway, it's working. My question is, I don't recall you expounding on the countdown from 10 to 1, how that comes into play, just what it does. It sounds like a countdown of, you know, of a rocket ship blast off. But can you expound on that a little bit?
Okay. So that's a really fun question. Thank you so much. And thank you for the accolades. It's not needed because I'm the same as you, and I'm no better than you or lesser than you. And I'm just reminding everybody who they really are. Okay, so it's fun. So we're basically tricking the mind. So as an example, I live when you what you should actually be saying is, I am so accomplished now. I recognize the difference. I applaud you. I can't give you enough thanks that you're absolutely now so capable. You should be very, very proud of yourself and the accomplishment you've done, because now what you've just told me is you can see the difference. Now, here may be a better question. Why am I not able to stay there and I need to do these little silly backflips? And
yeah.
And so that's kind of the trickery that both Ron and I did is we just want you to get accustomed to using that muscle of attaching yourself back to source. And that's all really it is. If you do it enough, you will not do it at all. It'll just grow naturally. And so that's really the goal, is to give you a mantra real quick. You know, the Tao has a few of those. There are a few simple spiritual religions that do have them too. It's just a matter of understanding, why am I not staying there, and why do I go outside of that space? That would be my real question.
Right. What about the countdown?
Okay, so the countdown is to get your spirit more aligned with your mind energy and saying, hey, they're asking for help. This person's asking for its help. And it just basically brings it into, it's going around the brain is basically what it's doing. So because you believe you're going to make it happen, and because we're so well programmed with numerology on this planet, you're basically going around the brain. So we're cutting off the brain when you count down, because you essentially believe you're doing it. So you're basically cutting the brain off from your spirit coming into you more. That's my answer.
Okay. All right. I've commanded that I get help from my spirit to tell me what to get help with. You know, remind me or bring it to my attention. You know what I mean? And that's working. That's working.
Yeah, you can do that. That's fine. Just make sure it's verbal. And as an example, if you want to command your spirit to instantly give me the information, you can do that too. And so depending on how savvy you are, we will say, how much exercising you've done and where you're at genetically, how much DNA has not been hindering you. That would be my suggestion on your maturity. Everyone's going to get there one way or another. I guarantee that.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fab.
Okay.
Great questions, you guys. Okay, next one is 206 ending in 1047. 1047. Welcome. Hello?
Hello. Oh, yes. 206. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Tell us who you are.
Okay.
Yes.
My name is Mary,
you
and
are?
I'm calling from Oregon. And I'm calling because I've been having issues with my eyesight, and I'm just wondering if there's a way that Q can do a healing on my eyes.
Okay. Yes. The question should be, why are you not healing, though?
I was told that it's a bacterial infection, and I'm trying to treat it with supplements, but I just feel like...
Okay. All right, let's stop right there, just so I can keep... I don't keep a lot of memory, so I have to stay on track here. Okay. Someone told you have a bacterial infection. Is that correct?
Yes.
And who is that person?
It was Dr. Parker in Tampa, Florida, who does...
I don't need his name. I just want to know he's a doctor. Is that correct?
He's a chiropractor that does quantum healing over the phone.
Okay. And so he believes you have a bacterial infection. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So now do you believe you have a bacterial infection?
I don't know, and that's why I'm asking for help.
Okay, and so that's your first clue that you're sniffing it out. You're like, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right. Is that correct?
Well, I just don't know at this point. I don't have enough to go off of.
Good answer.
So.
That's a great answer. Okay, so what we will remind you of is that if you're able to cure yourself instantly when you worked in this body, how come you can't cure yourself instantly now? And so it's either your environment or your beliefs. And so start there and start examining yourself. Why is it that I'm having eye problems? Is it because I'm around? Is it because I'm around the electromagnetic frequency of my home or my building? Or what is it that I'm doing in my belief system that creates unbalance from spirit to body? And these are not questions for me. They're for you, obviously. So, yes, I can help you heal, but it really is a question for why aren't you rehealing? And both Jane and Billy, we do have a passion to create a healing network, and it's work in progress. We could do it over the phone out of respect and appreciation for this media. We'll have to have you call back, and I will show you how to do it. But essentially, you're going to command your spirit to heal and balance you, and you need to do it verbally. And I guarantee you, you'll be healed instantly. Now, what
okay.
takes you out of alignment with your body would be the real healing. Why is it that you are fine just a few days ago, if you want to call it a year or 14 minutes ago, why is it now you're out of balance? Those are the questions I have for you.
I've been looking at EMFs. I've been looking at trying to figure that out. And I do wear blue light blocking glasses. I don't even have Wi-Fi in my home. I'm just trying to.
What are you talking to me on?
Oh, a cell phone.
That would be electromagnetic frequencies transmitted
yes.
to the side of your head currently.
Right. I know I keep it on speaker. I never put it to my head. But, yes, I do have some.
It's still being transmitted to your head right now.
Okay.
And where do you live in Oregon?
Ashland.
And did you notice the cell towers around Ashland?
There are very few, and the ones that are here are near the schools, and I'm up a ways near all the trees. I live closer to the forest.
Good. Good. Well, I assure you, you're sensitive to something in your environment, and I'm going to be careful not to give you timelines because I know you can heal instantly. But give us a little more time, and we are going to create a better healing network. And I assure you that if you command your spirit and you ask to be balanced, healed, make them broad statements, it will work. Does that help?
Okay. Yeah.
So as an example, you can use the universe too. I command Prime Creator to heal and balance me right now. Prime Creation is a good term. So you're just asking the universe to heal you. It's not greedy. It's not assumptuous. It's what we do. We're the most powerful beings in the universe. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy and heal and balance me right now. Use whatever words you want, but it must be verbal. Does that help you?
Yes, I did that a few times, but I guess maybe I'm just not doing that enough.
Or when you're times, you're giving up on it or don't believe it's working.
I'm giving
the
up
belief
on it.
Is
okay.
The belief is the most powerful tool you have.
Correct, okay.
Don't ever doubt yourself. If you believe
okay.
you can heal yourself, you're going to heal yourself.
Okay.
Once you filter doubt, that's where you filter it out of you. I guarantee you.
Okay, thank you.
You betcha.
Very good question also. Thank you so much. I think a lot of people learned from that, from your question. Next caller is now 858, ending in 3033.
Hey, master of questions. I got a good one for you to help me.
And you are? Excuse me. Who are you?
This is Richard.
Your name, please.
Richard.
Oh, Richard. Richard.
California. Yeah. I know that my I use that idea that I command such and such to heal me, which I believe I am being healed, but I feel that there may be a blind spot. Does that play a part in the fact that you can command it and it overrides any belief spot, any belief that you have, even if it's a blind spot? Or do you need to know what that is? And I'm asking if you could help me find what the blind spot is, if I need to have that awareness. And I do know that it's in my first, at least my second chakra, and maybe my first too, but mostly in my second chakra, which ties into your explanation about why we're in a human body to use our senses and our sexuality. And that aspect of me is completely not working. So I want to see what it is that you can help me with on that level, please.
Can you hear me okay?
I didn't hear you. I just heard you just now, but not if you said anything before that.
Okay, very good. Okay, can you break down the question a little more simple to the relationship to what you're trying to accomplish? A few, I heard 10 questions that I think are really just one. Can we try again? Is that okay?
Okay, one question would be, what's blocking me a lot of things I'm aware of, but I have a sense that there's a blind spot that I'm not dealing with, and it relates to my sexuality and the area of the second chakra, which is where all that is, and also the other parts of the second chakra, which is emotional and sexual and creativity and so forth. So I feel I'm on the path to that level, but I want to see if you can help me accelerate that. And I realize that I have the ability and the power to command, but I just want to see where you think I'm at and if there's anything I need to know in a blind spot.
Incredible accomplishment that you're starting to recognize there's something there and the separation, so you should commend yourself. And it's why I do these calls, because it takes time in some instances to get there, wouldn't you say?
Well, what had happened is it took a medical emergency for me to get to that place, and that's what I'm wondering about, is if it's my path, part of my spiritual path to have had that happen. Or is it just something that happens?
Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I
can hear you now. Oh, wait a minute. It went out.
How about now? How are we doing?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Sounds like a commercial. In any event, okay, so one of the reasons I do these calls is to remind everybody that at one time when you were in a different type of human being, your chakras were not separated. And so you can go both ways. There's many versions of humans. I'm going to remind you and everyone as long as I'm here that some humans have multiple strands of DNA. Some humans have no DNA, like me. I have very little, so there's no filter in the way of the spirit. Okay, so the more you work with connecting all of your chakras, see, the chakras is actually an alien technology. And, of course, I get in trouble with the woo-woo club because they've been praying on the chakra system. And really, my suggestion is, why are your chakras all separated throughout the genetics of your body? Because the DNA did it is the answer. So the fact that you stated that you can see there's gaps and or silos, why I can't communicate with my higher self consistently and or the way I want to, you may want to exercise connecting more of your chakras as one and or bringing in more of your light body, spirit, soul, whatever word you'd like to use. So for me, the real question should be, why do I have such segregation in my spirit through this body would be the question I think you're asking. Although it takes exercising to understand the difference, because you can connect all your chakras in one, and that would be a light being that doesn't have any hindrances with the DNA. Does that help you?
Yeah, I see what you're taking what I said and bringing it into an aspect of being separated. You know, in
that's
a sense,
right.
There's actually a homeopathic remedy that talks about the body and the soul being in separation.
Yep.
I don't know if you're aware of it. But,
that's exactly right. You got it exactly right. And there should be no separation in this version of humans, and genetically we were created to have separation. So there's many great teachers on this planet. You know, if you want to use the Tao, as I said, or others, you're always going to be the boss, though. You're always going to be the pathfinder, because there's so much manipulation with us. You may find a more efficient way, and this is the other reason why I do all these calls. You may teach me a more efficient way with a genetic version of an equivalent of you, and we all need to learn from each other, because this is a very new version of humans. Does that make sense?
Yes. So what I need to do then is command my soul and spirit to become fully present and integrated within my body and soul, and not have any judgment or any lack of self-worth or whatever you want to call it, negativity, around the process that I had to go through around the lower chakras. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But again, I encourage everyone to make them their own words. But at the same time, your spirit doesn't need a bunch of words. It doesn't even speak English. It just wants the intention. So as an example, it might be, I command my spirit to heal and balance me, complete my body now with my spirit. Or I command my spirit to give me more of my light body now. I command my spirit to align my chakras as one embodiment. The chakras are not natural. Okay? And so that's what people need to realize. They're a subset of how this genetic version of humans are receiving the light body. So they were so good at splitting the way the soul comes into the body. That's what the chakras are there for. See, and so you can check my words. Why do you have a chakra on your head? And don't get me wrong, the pituitary gland is very, it's very, very prominent. But why do you have a chakra in your throat? And then your chest and your stomach, on and on we go. And why are there so many other religions and Hinduism? How come they differentiate between where the chakras are? Well, I'll tell you why. Because there's a genetic difference throughout our globe here. So some people actually have more chakras than others. No one's actually talking about that.
Are you saying that we have a belief system that says that our chakras are linear? A lot of times I always felt when they teach chakra, you know, technology, they always talk about it, you know, in a linear way rather than in a holistic way.
There you go. You got it. This is alien technology. I'm sorry, everyone. The aliens who created this version of genetics wanted just enough capability to get source into them, and guess what? You're figuring it out.
So we're really not really linear, which is the truth. We're a hologram. I mean, were, what do you call it, circular. I'm trying to think of the way to say it.
Geometry is the only true math in the universe. Notice that all geometric symbols have a correlation to sound, and so does light. I didn't say there wasn't usefulness with trigonometry, but I'm telling you, you already know the answer.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is that every chakra is in each other's chakra. There's no linearity. It's all integrated already.
That's,
we just have a belief system that says that we're
that's
that
right.
way.
Yeah, and the woo-woo club, the woo-woo club has been commandeered and downloaded some beliefs that are not true to your true self. And we're figuring out, like, hey, I've been praying to meet these chakras and I'm still out of balance. What's going on here?
I just got a huge chill of truth that went right through my body just when you said that. And I feel really grateful that we have this awareness or awakening. But thank you so much.
It's outstanding that you recognize it. I just can't wait to hear back and how you're able to help others. Thank you so much.
Well, I believe so. I think I've already got something that very interesting. I created this situation in my body in order to help others because there's a lot of people that are on the same page. Well, thank you.
Great day to you. Mm-hmm. Still there, everyone?
Hello?
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. Yes, 438 ending in 5231. You're on the air with Q. Hello?
Hi, my name is Yolande.
Okay, Yvonne, right?
And I'm calling in Montreal. Hi, Jane. Hi, Q. I am so very happy about this call. Thank you so much. I love it so much that I told my brother that I pray that Q can come to Jane call more often. What I'm trying to balance in my life is the old idea of asking God for things like God give me a house, God give me a good man, and the commanding that we are learning from you. So my question is it going to happen and balance me the more I keep on saying it?
Saying what?
I command my spirit to bring me this or that.
Okay. So do you know who God is?
Yes, now I know it's me.
So where was God all this time?
Well, because I was raised Catholic, I thought it was some man at the church or somewhere that I need to pray to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you going to do with your superpowers now?
Oh, I want to continue to come and to bring all myself in there.
Okay. So wouldn't the question be, how come you can't?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm glad we're getting some work done here. All right, so I would like more things, is what I heard, to come into my life. And we desire these things. And so maybe the question should be, why am I hindering these things coming into my life? Wouldn't that be a better question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what I'm here for is to teach the remembrance of things you already know. These are I'm just someone who got more capabilities, I should say, less hindrance with this human body. And so what you're usually like when you're not in this body, when you're other planes of the multiverse, and many, 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 many lifetimes, by the way, you don't have any fear, you don't have greed, you don't have lust, you don't have any doubt, most importantly, because you live a state of being that is very spontaneous and very inspirational. So your next choice would not be based on, I'm not sure I can do it, I wonder if I'm going to be doing, how come I can't do it? That would never come into your reality when you live at, say, a high frequency place. And so it's very confusing for me, waiting for the rest of you going, why can't I do this? And I'm like, well, why don't you just do it? So these are really questions for yourself. What's hindering you? Forgive me for being flip, but the real question is, why aren't you able to do it? And this is with great love and respect I say these words, but really, what's stopping you? Again, this is not for me.
Just
for you.
Keep saying
it's for
it.
You. Your next choice can be done with the mind, or it can be done with the excitement that you have for whatever it is you have to do. I am really excited about meeting someone new. Well, that excitement might be the next step after this phone call. You go down and you go play in the carnival, and maybe Mr. Wonderful is there as an example.
Wow.
Maybe get off the phone and go see what happens out there. You go create it. That's all that's happening here. Does that help you?
No. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Can't wait
to
hear how you do.
Bye.
Good day.
Okay. Very good, Ron. All right. Very good, Q. Thank you. Next caller is, see, this kind of bounces around a little bit. Next caller is 603, ending in 2932. 2932. Hello?
Hello there. Can you hear me?
We can, but could you take yourself off of speaker, please?
Oh, yes. Sorry about that. Okay.
Thank you.
How's this? Is this better?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
Much better. Okay, sorry about that. Hi, this is Rob from New Hampshire. Hi, Q. Hi, Jane. So my question is for Q, and the question is, at what point along your spiritual journey do you start to access your past lifetimes?
Ooh, great question. That is so lovely. I appreciate that. And the fact that you're recognizing you can do it, You should be very proud you've made that much distance in your journey. Great job.
Well, thank you.
All right, so you believe you've had other lifetimes, huh?
I do, yes.
All right, good job. All right, so I'm going to do an intrinsic technical explanation, and then I'll do a more conscious explanation. Is that okay?
That sounds great.
Okay, well, use me as an example because I think it's important. When I came into this reality, the first thing many of the individuals here did was mind wipe me. They put programs in me. I had a microchip, a biological program in me. It was cellular for the most part, and then had a soul overlay, basically scalar. And so what that did was basically make sure I didn't remember who I was, and then make sure that the thoughts in my head were not mine. So they used me for many things, the space program, hyperspace program, both Stuart Swerdlow and myself, we have the same background for the most part. And so they have a tool to recognize beings that are going to have more capabilities and be more viable, as I'm sure you've heard me say on other shows. And so it's real important to see why you're not getting, I'm going to connect the dots here. Forgive me for being so long-winded. It is the real goal that you don't realize that you do have past lives. So, as an example, there are many, many people controlling this planet that have all of their their history, they get it every time they reincarnate because of the bloodlines here. We know who they are. Their IQs are not measured. They're through the roof. So all that consciousness is coming through us even now, even though we don't have all our capabilities yet, most likely. So the past life events are just a very small portion of it. So they're fun and they're very entertaining. But the real question might be, why do I have all my consciousness in me? Is there something hindering me? Okay, and again, it takes, I'm working on getting some one-on-one places where we can work together and get work done faster, but you can do it very quickly, and that is recognizing, why is it I can't see my past lives as an example? Why do I feel I was way more intelligent than I am now? Not to disgruntle, discredit how intelligent you are. It's you've gotten to a point, I guarantee you, and you know that you used to be a lot smarter. Is that a fair statement?
That is correct, yes.
Right, and so we're all having the same questions, by the way. So we're like, wait a minute, why am I such a dumb shit here that I'm going to fall for buying the Chevy truck when I used to drive a spaceship, as an example? Okay, so the exercises are going to help you. And I assure you, it's like a muscle. You go to the gym, and organically, as you work with other beings, whether it's animals, plants, people, doesn't matter. The more you're around a high frequency being, we'll use me as an example, the more we stimulate the growth of your spirit coming into your body, and you get your memories back. So my suggestion would be in high frequency in nature, or in your professional and personal life, and it will. Here's the technology that was put on this planet. When the light comes into a planet, it populates the planet. That's the short version. These words do not do that statement, that observation justice. You're able to populate a region in our solar system just by being here, and then we self-germinate and or propagate more light in here, just like this call, don't you think?
So we're light amplifiers. Is that accurate?
That is correct. So if you look at how the brain works, you'll notice that predominantly your whole body is water. Now, where did the thought come from? And notice that the electrons that go through your brain came from somewhere, didn't they? Notice that they're electric light. They're light. They go through your brain as light. You're a light being in a human vessel. So the more you're around individuals, nature that have more light in them, you're going to get more of that bill. Notice that you're only drawn to weird radio shows like this.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Why is that? And your friends are like, that used to be your friends, are like, dude, the guy's going off the rocker, man. He's like, he actually believes there's another world out there. You know what I mean?
That's okay. That's the natural resonance, right?
Like that's right. Like. That's right. And so we just naturally attract each other. I'm really excited to take these calls. And, 20 years ago, I don't even know who I am. So you should be very, very proud of your accomplishment. I would focus on your inspiration and your highest excitement in your relationships and your professional life, especially, because you're very analytical. And so that can be very, unhigh frequency, can't it?
So I just need to hang on more.
You're supposed to say, how do I know that?
I know you know things.
Okay, so the natural telepathy of our communication is normal. And so the more you're listening to my voice, it's not the words you're hearing, it's the frequency you're feeling.
The energy that's being transmitted.
That's right. So the more you get comfortable focusing on being very, very solid in your communication, don't have any doubt, stand proud in your communication, that's actually going to spread more light. We grow each other. We're like flowers.
Awesome. I can feel it expanding. It helps a lot. Yes, thank you.
Very good. Thank you for the call. You're amazing.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Jane. Did we lose Jane again?
Our next caller is 804 ending in 0411, and I did say thank you to you and to Q for that last question. Thank you. 0411, you're on the air. Hello? 804 ending in, I'm sorry, 804 ending in 0411. You're on the air with Q. Hello? All right. We'll just go ahead and put that person on hold for now. Next person is 405 ending in 0316. 0316.
Yes. Hello there.
Hello and welcome. You're on the air with Q.
All right, Q. I have a question. This is Margie. I'm here in Oklahoma. I'm having a difficulty getting a healing with a problem with my neck, and I've had this for quite some time, and I've been trying to just go with natural healing. I just recently did an MRI though, and found out that I have a small mass between my C3 and 4 disc. It's a neck issue. It's only on my right side, and I only have a problem when I sleep. If I go down to sleep, I wake up with this excruciating pain that goes on for hours. Now, it does wane off as I stand up on my feet, but I have to stay in that position. And lately, I just have not, I've needed a lot of sleep, I think, with these energies. And if I don't set alarms, I go under and I stay longer than I should, because I can only do a few hours and wake up and be normal. So I just wondered if what this blockage, I'm afraid to go in, with the medical system, and they want another MRI with a contrast dye, but I'm really hesitant about that because, anyway, I won't go on about that, but that is dangerous, and there's been a lot of people I've had complications with the with that dye, and I just wanted to know if I could, what you might suggest for me to have a breakthrough here, and if I'm going to get a breakthrough here in the very near future. Appreciate you.
Okay. Very good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
All right. Very good. Thank you for the call. Get this call a lot, actually. Not necessarily for the specific issue, but for the generalized reason for the call, I should say. Okay. So let's start from the beginning. You believe you have something wrong with your neck. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
some blockage in there, I believe, or something.
Okay, it started from the beginning. I have pain in my neck. Is that correct?
Well, yes, that's the only way I know to.
Is that how it started?
I don't like to confess that, but yes, that's what I'm dealing with. So.
Okay,
yes.
I had pain in my neck, and then you went to where to diagnose it?
Yes. After a while, I finally got someone that suggested I do an MRI, do an imaging, and to see what it was.
Stop there, please. So you got someone to tell you to go where? Would that be a hospital?
No, it wasn't a hospital setting. It's just a place where they do imaging.
Okay.
The MRI.
And so these are people that are trained in the medical industry. Is that correct?
Yes, they are. They're trained with the machines.
Okay, and they're doctors, correct?
Well, I don't know if they would be considered doctors, but they are certainly pretty high up and educated in the medical field to operate the machines.
And they got medical training at a college, is that correct?
Yes, I'm sure they did, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then they decided that the only thing that you could do to verify if you have this pain is to put you under an electromagnetic etheric field to validate that there's a pain in a problem. Is that correct?
Yes. trying
you
to
catching
find
on
out
yet?
What. Yes, what they.
Okay, how do you know that the EMF machine that they put you in didn't cause the problem, even though you may have had a pain to begin with? Do you remember the machine
well,
you were
well,
put in?
No, yes, I do. You go into a chamber.
Is that okay? And so,
but
why
I,
would you
well,
get
I've
in a chamber with a magnet
time.
Running around you? I didn't dismiss that you have pain. Stay
okay.
with me, please.
Okay.
Why would you get in a machine with a magnetic circular rotation? This is part of the medical. Okay, first of all, the medical industry is beautiful, is full of beautiful people. I know it inside and out, that have been trained on incomplete healing capabilities. Okay, the first thing I suggest you do is work with light and harmonics. Okay?
Light and harmonics, all right.
That's right. And the first thing you can do is bring in light into your body with yourself. So as you envision the commands you state, the healing properties are usually green, purple, and white light. White light is very pure, very pure. You must exercise to use all the colors, in my opinion. They're all very powerful. When you bring light in with a command, so as an example, I command my spirit to heal my body right now, that command will be backed up with an envisionment of a spiral white light from the central crystal of the universe. You can use the electromagnetic etheric field of the planet as well. It's easier to use the planet. It is more powerful to use the central crystal. I'll give you that. Work with colors and light. So envision a laser beam that you created, no one else, of light, white light coming through the middle of your spine and through your body or up through your torso from the middle of the planet. That's how it works. You do that redundantly, you'll have no problems.
All right. And could you, and did you say central crystal you said would be effective? Is that correct?
It's obviously very advanced. So once you're capable of doing your envisionment and or time travel and space travel and hyperspace travel, what you'll remember is that the multiverse starts from the central crystal. That's how all these universes began.
Oh,
that's how
yes,
we create
okay,
them.
I see.
Okay, so if you want to use the word dimensions, you can use that. But it's real important for you to get comfortable with the fact that you can heal instantly. So the real question on this call would be, why is it you're not healing? That's the real question. And so I suggest that you look around your environment, whether it's a lot of electronics, a lot of wireless, the food you eat, the people you're with, the way you live, just all of it has a real awareness for yourself to ask, why is it that I'm not healing? All of us have the ability to self-heal. So that's the real question. And these are questions for you to stick it out. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes.
So yes. Obviously I can't help you if you're sleeping on your head upside down.
Just normal, trying to get normal. But okay, that's a different approach, I think. And,
okay, the biggest disease I've found in the medical industry is someone telling you have a disease, because it's perpetuating the past. The medical industry doesn't believe you can heal instantly, and you can. I've
okay.
seen it. I do it every day.
I have had some miracle. I have had some miracle healings in my past. I have it. This is just one of the. I don't want. It's just been a real challenge for me.
It's not
long.
A miracle healing. It's a normal healing. It's of course
right.
a. Now, if you're not healing, you already answered your own question: is why am I not healing? Because you've just validated your own statement and question. Does that help you?
All right. Yes. Yes. I see.
The doubt
right.
is what
yeah.
glues the ailment.
No doubt there'll be no. So you've already proven to yourself you can heal instantly.
Oh,
But why can't I heal this thing? Should be the real question. Does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Good. Thank you for the call.
Well, thank you, Q.
All right. Thank you. All right. Beautiful. This is also beautiful and wonderful, Q. Our next caller now is. Second, I got to make sure that I'm on track here. All right. Next one is 808, ending in 8352. 8352, and welcome. You are here. You are on the air with Q.
Hi. Aloha, Q. Aloha, Jane and Billy. This is Alexandra calling from Kauai, Hawaii. And
okay.
Thank you, Q. Yeah, thank you all on the call. Thank you for your love and your light. I'm totally supportive of the healing centers coming in and would love to speak with Q about next steps on bringing those to the people of this earth and the animals and the water. And on a personal note, like, pulling in our limited creativity to use telekinesis to build some of these centers would be a lot of fun. So I want to talk to you about those gifts that we have to literally build our own temple cities through telekinesis. If you could speak on that topic, and I would appreciate that. Help us to activate those gifts and talents that we have innate within ourselves.
Okay, very good. My definition of telekinesis may be different than yours. Can you define telekinesis in your opinion?
Well, I totally, and I can attest that spirit heals every single time we tap into our gift of spirit. And so that's the instant healing Q is talking about. I'm looking at the populace that is not familiar with those technologies and, I mean, our own innate ability to heal ourselves, but to actually have centers for well-being, to create, for instance, we have the ability, like, to move rocks, to build our own pyramids, those gifts and talents that we're not limited to waiting on any funds, we can start building incredible cities of light now, you know, with our abilities to physically move rocks and use of crystals. If you could talk about those gifts of creativity.
Very good. I understand your question now. Okay, so the definition that you gave me has been compromised by the word of telekinesis. So forgive me for being flip, because your abilities are far vaster than the definition of telekinesis, in my opinion, and you just proved it with your statement. I want to be able to heal, and I want to move a rock at the same time, as an example. So getting more of our tools back in us is really
right.
How I understand the question. And when's it going to happen, goddammit? And so... I'll tell you a portion of the meetings I've sat in, and what a lot of individuals have decided to help us along. Notice that we're all still alive. So if we weren't dead yet, then how come we're still alive? Which should be another question one day on this call. The stepping stones that are going to be used are going to come from outer space, from this version of human. So what a lot of people aren't aware of is all these space stations that are going up there that you know about and the space stations that you don't know about, they're all designed to do, testing of many modalities. One of which is when you harvest crystals from outer space, you can make them 10,000 times more powerful. And what you're able to do with those crystals, you're able to make healing beds, You're able to do transmissions, receiving. The only reason that I'm here is because crystalline technology was given to some very important and or semi-important people, and we're able to transfer consciousness. So the crystals that are made in outer space, because there's no gravity, are far more prominent than here. In fact, if you want to build a planet, you'd start with a crystal, and then it grows from there. Okay, so the healing technology that exists in outer space is really very, very successful. Diabetes is instantly healed. Many of these items that we take for granted, like cancer and everything, as an ailment, are instantly healed now because you don't have a gravitational pull. So the reason everything is so dense here is because it's so dense here. And, you know, again, that's a flip term, but when you go into outer space, your abilities compound 10 times. So if you don't have gravity and you cut your arm in half, you can heal it very quickly, probably 2.5 days, 3 days. So the question for me will be, how are we going to introduce the crystalline medical beds that maybe people are aware of, the anti-gravitic beds that are here? You're going to be able to go into a chamber that has no gravity and to heal. And so those are already here now. So the real question for me is, as it pertains to a stepping stone, is why do we allow all of these corporations to hide this technology from us, because they're the ones really running this planet? To answer your question without being aloof, it's up to all of us to grow our technology, and that's why I do these calls. You command your spirit to wave over here and say, hey, I'm over here. Can I have more of me, please? Because I'm down here at the bottom of the crab barrel. And so unfortunately, we have free will to go experience what it's like to be in a vessel that only has 2 strands of DNA and probably 1% of a soul. And that's why we don't have our knowledge. So again, to be respectful of the call, the question, why is it we can't do it now? It's because we're not doing our homework and we're not infusing ourselves with more of our spirit.
So bringing in our innate gifts, talents, and abilities, because we have done this before, like building the Library of Alexandria.
That's right. So the fact that you already recognize it should be proof. And the fact that no one knows how to build the Great Pyramid Giza should be proof that we used to have it.
Yeah, we do have it. And, I mean, Zora invited us on the last call, go build your own pyramids. And I'm on board with that, working together with our star family and the aspects of us that are our family, correct? Working as
if you'd like to, yes, if you'd like to work with your star family, you can. I mean, I don't know why someone would listen to somebody like Zora. He's only been here forever.
What I'm suggesting is we are not slaves to the corporations. We have a choice every day when we wake up to grow.
That is exactly right.
To be happy.
Yep.
I would like to delete capital that statement saying we have a choice to take back our power, just like the sun shines every day on all of creation, that we, the collective, claim our freedom to have fresh air. And when we did the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 with Prime Creator Source, we can neutralize all EMFs. We can place an energetic pyramid around the earth and use it with love and light. And that's
outstanding.
Yeah, that's who we are. And we say no to the corporation. Those things are defaulted and not helping the collective, right? So we rise together on these calls. I want to thank Zora and
outstanding.
Zora.
So you've done these exercises. What's happened when you've done these exercises?
It feels good, right? To say I choose happiness. I'm going to wake up today and shine my joy and be in joy and anchor this in for our brothers and sisters that we can heal from spirit. We can connect with love.
So very
light.
Good.
That's
very good.
Who we are.
Now, how
we're
do we share this with? How do we share this with all the people that are not on this call now? That's my question.
Energetically, both of us on the call we can envision and feel it into being this, how great to see this rainbow wave coming in from our, I say star family, our light family, joining together with us, our spirit, joining with our physical bodies, to see our brothers and sisters, the animals, the water, receive this huge cosmic wave of bliss and love and light that teleports all of us into a higher frequency of just waking up happy. You know, and our RV blessings allow us to spread material things that also help people not worry, you know, about having a home or healthy food and water and all the supplements that we've all researched. Those things also assist. But ultimately, it's an energy field that we can all help create through our hearts, because we don't want to see people suffering, our animals, or our water polluted. We care. Whereas corporations may have got caught up in money and profit, but not the well-being of our race, our society, the animals, the creatures, the planet. Those are, we bring that heart energy into this physical reality, because that's what we came here to celebrate, this jubilee, you know, this cosmic oneness, conscious evolution. It's fun. You know, it's fun because we want to see people happy and animals happy. And that's what the earth provided for all of us, Terrapis, the Hollow Earth, Telos, the Garthians. The earth provided for all of us equally and lovingly prosperity and abundance. That has nothing to do with money or the RV. It has to do with the beauty of the trees, the beauty of the fruits, the beauty of the grass, the beauty of one another. You know, and that's to all of us freely and lovingly. And so I was excited to have you on the show today and, you know, really bring in the quantum magic. That's joy. And that's free. And gratitude is free. And love is free. Because that's who we are. We come from love. We come from light.
So outstanding job.
Outstanding job. You, you're a coach, you're a mentor. And
yeah.
I really appreciate you guys on this call.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you, Alexandra. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller is 954, ending in 8288. Hello, 954, ending in 8288. You're on the air with Q. Hello? All right, let's go on to the next caller. 916, ending in 9584. 9584, you're on the call, on our call with Q. Hello? Anybody here? Anybody there? All right.
Can you hear me?
Anybody needs this? We can hear
Hello.
You.
Hello. Yes. Okay, this is Dr. Tom. And,
oh, hey, Dr. Tom, how are you? How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Good.
I have a question for Q. Q, I am, especially this last couple of years, a lot of things have come to me to excel in my conscious, to go deeper into the quantum. So my question is, I've really been stepping out in nature, grounding, having things, you know, reading things. In my meditations, I am manifesting and creating them like they've already happened. But I'm always looking for an edge of, am I missing something? You know, I feel like I'm picking everything up, but my question is, you know, from a master or whatever, is how to accelerate that for what I'm doing.
Well, you know, I'm always very frank, right?
Right.
Not my real name. Okay. So it's my best joke today. Okay. So What are you missing would be a question for you, wouldn't it? It sounds like, and I can feel, so when you get on the call with me, you're transparent. So I'm very careful not to create timelines for you. But the natural telepathy we have, I can read your mind right now, and you're able to do the same with me. And so that's why I'm a little flip with my questions is, why are we not communicating telepathically and or in your community? Might be a question you have for yourself because you have great abilities that you're just starting to trip over. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me in your space. And I can come in stronger, but I usually don't on the radio shows. Out of respect and appreciation for your privacy. What we're all at different levels, and it's natural for you to say, hey, shouldn't I be over at that level instead of this? You know, why am I not at that level yet, as an example? Because we use a linear process.
Mm-hmm.
But you're actually growing exactly perfectly. And the fact that you know you're growing is incredible, astonishing accomplishment. I commend you. Now, maybe you want to break down your question to be more, say, in a silo. What are you working on? What is the silo that's not coming to you that you want?
Yeah, I guess it's being a healer, for 30 years. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, going through that process, but mainly mm-hmm. through my meditations and, you know, working with different waters and being in nature and doing the physical part.
Okay.
I'm just seeing looking at the instructions, you know, of
okay.
I'm going down, taking off like a plane, and am I checking, am I missing anything? Or before I take off so I can go to that next level, if that makes it straight.
Okay. In relationship to healing, is that correct?
Yeah, but just to go to that deeper level of consciousness and to keep going.
Okay.
I feel good where I'm proceeding, but am I missing something?
Yes. Okay.
I
believe I understand
manual.
The question. I understand the intentions now. Okay. Now, I want to remind everybody, we do these exercises a lot, one-on-one when I do calls on other shows. We have an avenue to do so. You're actually able to, your natural state of being is to merge with another human being. So when we merge with another human, we don't touch. Although when I do healings and after I've merged with the human being, I do touch them occasionally, but it's with great, great integrity. And so you're actually able to mingle with another spirit remotely, and Jane can contest to that, or in real time, in real space. And so the more you do that, you're actually exercising at the gym at what your spirit's able to do and receive in technology, we'll call it. That's not the right word, but the amount of volume you're able to receive in the space and time and belief system you're in. And so it helps if you're with another high frequency being and playing with their being. I didn't say
mm-hmm.
physical being, I said the spirit being. And it actually, in my experience, it accelerates all of your capabilities. And now if you can get 10, 15 people in the same room without an agenda, by the way, it's an amazing experience.
Well, perfect, because that's what I've been doing lately.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Actually, for me, is creating...
You're supposed to tell me how I know this.
Yeah.
No one's giving me any credit around here, man. I'm telling
right.
you, geez, it's like that.
Right.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to do these calls anymore, Jane. Nobody believes me. All right. See how it works? Okay, so when you give me the information and I give you the information, notice that the words don't have as much meaning as the harmonics. And that's why right. I do this work, is we're actually reminded, this is not the first time you've heard my voice as an example, because there's not that many frequencies in the universe. It seems like it. There's billions and billions of frequencies, but because you're so vast and you're so old, you recognize them all.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so astonishing.
Right. Okay.
Does that help you today?
Yes. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate you all. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Great love to you.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. Thank you, Dr. Tom. Thank you, too. All right. Here we go. Let's see. 603 ending in 2932.
Hi, this is Rob from New Hampshire again. Would it be okay if I asked a second question?
Oh,
I put myself back in the queue.
Well, I guess. Okay.
Okay. Hopefully just a quick one. So I guess on the topic of us being energy light beings, how does the product or, I guess, substance monatonic gold assist in the ascension journey?
Fun question. Define ascension and define journey.
Let's just say expanding consciousness. Would that be better?
Okay. So, first of all minerals can grow, especially gold. So that's your answer for that one. They're a living being just like most items here. The ascension process, the word of ascension has been apprehended, unfortunately, by some very devious individuals to believe that you can't ascend in instantly. So the two have no relationship because you're a separate being. Gold is a separate being. That's your answer. You can ascend immediately right now. I'm living proof.
Okay, I guess how would one become conscious of ascending instantaneously?
You get on a radio show and you ask to someone who's ascended.
Okay,
perfect. Okay, all right, I know. I get to have some fun too, everyone. Okay, so the English language was designed by aliens, okay? So it's very limited in how we explain ascension. Even look at the
Maybe
word.
Maybe you can offer it to me energetically then I'll get it.
There you go. That's how we do it. Thank you for your very, very great, great awareness. Okay. Living a life of choices that are a high frequency, because it's based on your decision to live in inspiration and excitement versus mind energy, is my definition of what has been apprehended, what you're calling ascension. So if you want to go run April 15th to the IRS and make sure you get your check in the mail, that would be a low frequency. If you want to go run with the deer in the forest, would be a high frequency, or swim with whales out in the ocean, that would be a high frequency. Notice that the fish don't have any bills. Notice the whales, I know I'm being flip, but they do not have a care in the world. And by the way, they don't really want to talk to you. Now, I have been in the ocean with a killer whale who has talked to me. I guarantee you, this is the question. Why do you guys do this stuff? Why do you guys do this crap? Okay? Now, I also can tell you that my father was – well, I can't tell that story, actually. Okay, so
– you could.
They'll nail me. Everyone will nail me if I tell that story.
Oh.
Okay, so the animals – are already at a higher frequency, would be my definition of dimensions. Why aren't we there would be the real question. Everybody's hanging on to that little piece of paper that comes in the mailbox. So they don't have a relationship. I think the call is really fun, though, because you're now observing the dogma and or the manipulation programming your reading on the internet. when if you didn't have an internet, you wouldn't even know that exists.
So I can ascend instantaneously and bilocate to Sedona right now, yes?
Absolutely. And we did a call with, okay, so those are two separate questions, by the way. You said ascend. Notice how
that
word.
That's too much. Jane can cut me off.
Nope. So notice how that word is designed to limit your abilities. Ascend. So you're going to, so the word, the whole word is designed to make sure you don't ascend. Okay. And so we have fun with a couple words we've heard on this show. Endless love. Okay. So these are being undermined beliefs in our language into your belief in your core purpose. So ascension is not something you have to do. It's something you already have done. You're already a high frequency being. The question should be, why aren't you able to be that high frequency being now? Okay. So our last show, we took an individual to Hawaii on the air. So he's able to fractionalize a portion of his soul. He traveled with me to Waikiki, and he traveled back. And he remembers the whole experience. This is what I do every day. This is why. Okay. It just takes practice. You have to exercise. Now, in this individual's case, he only got maybe 1% of 1% of his being there. But he knew he saw me there. He knew he was there. It's just a matter of exercising. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So, again, I am working with Billy and Jane. We have a few things on my list, if you haven't noticed. But we are going to create exercise centers and collaboration centers, how we network this information, so I can learn just as much from you as you do me. Does that help you?
It does. Sign me up when you get that going.
Will do.
And you will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Rex. All right. Next one is 654 ending in 7843.
These calls are so boring, huh, Jane?
This is absolutely fabulous. Everybody's great, huh? It, Q. We love you. This is so great.
You have
yes.
some very, very, very savvy callers. I appreciate it.
Yes. Yes, we do. All right. 658 ending in 7843. You're here with Q. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Welcome.
Yes. Hello. I'm Melvin G calling from Singapore.
Oh, hello, Melvin. Welcome.
Yeah. Hello, Sauce. How's things? Everything okay?
A beautiful day to you. Thank you for calling us. How would you like to co-create today?
Yeah, co-create. Yeah, I was having a thought of doing a good meditation. Should it be instructional from beginning to end to with a good intention of bringing you here and there? Or is it best to do a meditation by yourself by counting the breathing? Which would be the best, or it'd be the same?
Great question. I've been waiting for this question for a long time. Thank you, and I'm so glad you showed up. So meditation is a very vast subject for me regarding how it's been commandeered and undermined in many ways. And so legacy meditation was never done through the mind, as I'm sure I'm preaching to someone very savvy. And releasing that mind energy will always be my passion, because I realize one of the tools that these master geneticists used was the mind to recognize how powerful we are in meditation states, that we can bring in alternative thoughts, beliefs, and beings. And I feel it's a very delicate subject, and I don't believe I'm an expert with this version of humans, but I'm learning very quickly. And I rely on you to teach me as much as I'm aware of, that our meditation state should always come through our heart center and our spirit and our light being. And those words are incomplete. And so the breath work so far for me is the easiest to get to in your heart center. That's my opinion. Although I have found a great ability to do it instantly all the time. I've also noticed that light energy and sound energy. I noticed that a lot of the exercises in the Tao work very well too, but they almost snap back like a rubber band. And I believe that's your real question. Why is it that we can't stay in that state of being continuously? Isn't that the real question?
Yeah, because my feeling is how to bring the optimum high frequency. Do I need to be assisted or do I need to be alone?
Everything outside yourself is outside yourself. No, no, no. Remember that you are from source. And so this is why I've come up with this analogy that you've probably heard redundantly. And this is the best I can do with the English language. Your state of being is your choice. Circumstances do not matter. So the question might be, why am I not in my perfect state of being? And that is because something else is trying to adapt to you, whether it's the big telephone on your head called your brain or otherwise. Circumstances don't matter. Your state of being is all that matters. So now why can't we stay there? That's because you, only you, can control what you allow inside yourself. There is no one higher than you. To get there, if you need to do breath work or sound work or light energy work, it doesn't really matter. The fact that you can recognize it is your clue. It's only expanding tremendously. I commend you.
So in order to bring to higher consciousness, as you have mentioned all the time, is from the heart mind. So if I bring my thought to my heart mind and start visualizing all the necessary steps to make a good meditation, is that okay?
Okay, very good. So we're going to use my words today. Will you do one with me?
Okay.
Okay, so are you sitting down?
Yeah, I'm sitting down, yes.
Okay. Okay. So the words are going to be redundant. Where are you located geographically?
I'm in somewhere central part of Singapore, Bishan.
You're in Singapore, what town?
Singapore, I'm in Eastern Bishan Estate, something like that.
Okay, very good. You're very fortunate. Okay, very good. I'm going to come in. Okay, ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, it'll be very subtle. Okay, I got you. Hang on. Okay, can you breathe 7 times with me? I will count it. Ready? 1. Good job. 2. 3. 4. 5, 6, 7. All right, very good job. Okay, we have you now. All right, repeat after me, please.
I command my spirit.
To take the thoughts in my head.
To take the thoughts from my head.
And put them into my heart.
And put into my heart.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To take the thoughts in my head.
To take the thoughts from my head.
And put them into my heart.
And put into my heart.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To take the thoughts in my head.
To take the thoughts from my head.
And put them into my heart.
And put it into my heart.
Okay, very good. Count after me. 10.
10.
9.
9, 8, 8, 7, 7, 6, 6, 5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 2, 1, 1.
Now.
Now.
All right, good job. Good. One more wave. One more wave's coming in. Hang on. All right. All right, now try and think. Good answer.
Just feeling the bliss in my heart mind, because I've been doing the, some people call it heart mind.
Okay, it's, okay, let's stop you right there. It's going to be very difficult to talk now. Okay, I apologize to the audience. They've heard me do this many times. Okay, and so this is where I live. This is not a boast. This is where we should be living all the time, and I encourage everyone on this call to do it. So notice that you can't think.
Yes, I think.
Okay, and so this is my definition of meditation, is going to your heart center and staying there. And I didn't say you weren't going to get thoughts, but you're just observing them. You're not attaching yourself to them. Notice that consciousness is much farther away than the brain energy. How do you feel?
I feel that peaceful.
Good answer. Again, a very good answer. Yeah.
So doing meditation is to put our thoughts into my heart mind and remain there. Doing the breathing method will be just fine.
That's right. So the minute you bounce out of there and you go into meditation in the mind energy, you have a very good, I didn't say it's bad, I'm saying you're very easily abducted when you go meditate through the mind. So meditation is on my pet peeve list in the way people are teaching it, because they're flying around the universe and things are jumping back into them while they're gone. Didn't say that's bad, I'm saying it takes a lot of technology to be able to stay in your body while you're flying around the universe. And I'm living proof, because I was abducted in the hyperspace program, not the secret space program. They used me for hyperspace technology, so they'd get me out of my body and, of course, put things in me while I was gone. The mind meditation is very dangerous. Heart meditation is true meditation. Does that make sense?
Yes, after what you have said, I can feel the aura from the body is moving outwards.
Great job. You're very advanced, so keep doing what you're doing. Please keep teaching others. It's all we have is to teach each other. I learn more from you than you do from me, I assure you. Thank you for your love. Great day to you.
Could I ask one more little question?
Please.
Yes, because I've been doing sun gazing for quite some time. And at the end of sun gazing, I see the whole sky is violet for about 5 seconds, 10 seconds. And through that experience, I'm now seeing all the traffic light, the sun, and the moon, all in with rainbow vertical colors.
Okay, very good. What's the question?
My question is, how does it benefit me by knowing this, that it happened in my life, in the rainbow light and the whole sky after sun gazing for about 20 minutes?
Yes. Okay, I understand the question. I understand the question now. Okay, so use yourself as a flower who's growing, and so the more you bring in a source energy, we will call it, well, that light energy is what you are. And so when we created the universe, we created silos, multiple universes. The way the universes grow are through light. You're a light being, as an example. You're on a planet that's chasing a light being, which is the sun. So this planet is actually chasing the sun. Not many people know that, but As you go around the sun's, and you can check my words, if you'll notice the Milky Way, it just keeps spiraling farther and farther away, and the planets keep chasing each associated solar system. Well, as the sun changes frequency, the planet changes frequency, you change frequency. You designed this, by the way, so that when you got down here, you'd get more health. And so now you're able to see, to answer your specific question, you're able to see the fabric of the universe in your local universe and your higher universe. That make sense?
Yeah, good. So because once I see the violet flame, I would send all the best good messages around the world, from Singapore to the world, that each and every one will benefit from this violet flame.
It will not slow down, by the way. It's only going to grow. Once you've gotten to this level, it only grows from here on out. So your experiences are much appreciated. We must learn from you. As I said before, this is a very new version of humans. And so the more you can teach us about the expansion that you're experiencing, it's of great, great help and service to all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Alan.
You. For
Thank
your
you.
Help.
That was wonderful. Thank you. I got a quick question. Q, what kind of human
you're not allowed to. No, you're not allowed. No, you're not allowed.
All right. Okay.
You're taking other people's time, Jane. Come on. Okay.
All right. Okay.
What's your question? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Come on. What's your question?
So, yeah. So, previous human version, what were we like?
Okay, so that is a million-hour question, but why don't we limit it to Earth humans? How about that?
All right.
So I'm going to be careful on my words. I have a great relationship with some of them, and I have a very poor relationship with other them, but let's just call them the tinkerers. The individuals who tinkered with humanity, they had us at a very high level at one time. And so I will use a numerical number for the ease of conversation, but it's not complete. But assume there's seven versions of humans on planet Earth. And all of them have been destroyed either by themselves or another beings. A normal human for me would not have any limitations with its spirit coming into itself, and that's why you see so much limitation here. So a normal human being would be able to say, if it wants to grow its finger, it could make its finger very long if it wanted to, and reach something. If it wanted to be taller, it could be taller. If it wanted to be shorter, it could be shorter. If it wanted to sleep for a year, it could. If it wanted to, say, jump over a tree, it could. So all your dreams and imaginations about what you remember doing, well, you actually used to be able to do that. And so it is weird coming here, knowing what I used to be. It's phenomenal and to be this dense, though. I never want to take away from what an incredible experience, an incredible luxury it is to be a human, even here, to have so much capability and to be on a planet, a water world that is so beautiful and designed by us, by the way. I cannot think of a better experience because there's so much work to do and so much impact we can make. Thank you for that question.
Interesting. Well, we could talk some more, but I have to go forward with some questions. That's beautiful. Thank you for that, Q. I have a couple of other questions, but let's go on with the next question. That is coming from 760, ending in 5686. Now, if this is a repeat person, hello?
Hello. Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Q. This is Maria from South Carolina.
Oh, Maria,
and
hi.
I have a question. Hi.
Okay.
I think I spoke yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's my question. It's for Q. Q, I am kind of new to the higher consciousness, but I would like to know, over like the last 20 years, I did a lot of praying and meditating, but I go in and out. So in other words, coming and what's not, and then I can't do it. Then I can, then I can't. And I have no idea how to control that. So now that I'm in the higher consciousness, it's almost gone away. Can you help me with that? Understanding it.
Yes, just go back.
Go back to where?
Where do you want to go?
I want to go basically tapping into source, but I don't know how.
How come you don't know how?
Because that's what I'm saying. When I meditate now, it doesn't work. Before, I could see in my third eye or what have you, and I don't. The thing is, I don't know what I was doing to that activated it.
I know. I'm being a little bit of a smartass. Why not?
Because I don't remember.
Because you are creating limitations and you believe in what you believe, and so you can't go back, correct?
I don't know. So you're saying I'm doing that because it's my belief?
You're already of source. So the only thing that could stop you would be you.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to answer your question more thoroughly. Forgive me. I'm trying to lighten the party up here. Okay. Great love to you. All right. Now, we are from source. Okay. All right. So the minute you stop thinking, you're in source. Now, the question might be, why is it that you can't stop thinking? Because the only people I know that can't get back to source are people who meditate with their brain and then tell me that they can't be back in source. I'm talking to source that can't get back to source. I'm a little confused. Sorry.
Okay, so let me say this differently.
There we go. That's what I was hoping for.
Okay, before it was more or less like I was praying and they do what we call speaking in tongues.
Okay, can we stop right there? Can we stop right there? Can we stop right there? Okay. So what is pray?
Talking to source.
No, I want you to tell me, what is another term for pray?
Talking?
If I was going to hunt something, what would I call you that I'm going to hunt?
Pray. Okay. Something you're hunting for.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna break this down in two parts. Okay. When you start praying with the mind, you are going to be prayer. All right. All religions have created prayer, so you will be pray. Right? Because they know. So you got to remember, these guys are really, really good. They've been doing this for millions of years. They know how to create a mind that will only get you to go through the mind energy through meditation. So when you pray to something, you are going to become prey, which stops you from truly your meditation and or being abducted. Most individuals are abducted every 10 minutes of every day. I hate being the bad guy, but I love being the bad guy. Here, I'll give you an example. Can you prove where your last thought came from?
Can I prove my last thought came from?
Yep. Did you create it? Or was it? Okay. And that's why we do these exercises. So why is it that something's sending you a signal saying that you can't meditate? I've lost connection from myself. That's your clue. Now, the fact that you recognize it is the real clue. Why is it that I can't get back to where I was? That should prove that you've been abducted. Okay? And when you get more powerful, the abductions will increase. I deal with these individuals every day. Trust me. Does that help you?
Okay.
Okay, now let's get to the root. Let's do the root cause now. Here's your choice. Stop thinking. Only live in inspiration. When you live in inspiration, in through meditation, joy, excitement, they do not want to be with you.
Okay. Okay.
How else can I help you?
Well, that's a start. I'll come back on the next time. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you. I'll let someone else have a turn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate
all right,
both
thank
of
you, Maria.
Okay. And you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the repetition, Q. Good for everybody.
It's, forgive me, I don't mean to be disingenuous. It's so simple. It's why it's so difficult. I had to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I just have the benefit of getting all my memories back. That's it.
Okay. Next caller is 760 ending in 8663. You're on the air with Q. Hello.
Hi.
Yes. You
Hello?
Are. Welcome.
Oh, it's me. Oh, my God. Hi, it's Myra from Vista, California.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Okay,
oh, my God. I love you. And Q, I love you. Oh, my God. I stay in this high vibration as much as I can, believe me. But
Q is?
The creative centers that you were speaking about, will they be in California also?
Okay, so again, these are conceptions created by you, by the way, not by me. So what I'm the commonality I'm getting on Jane and Billy's show and other shows, the one thirst everyone has is to have a collaboration center. And so these collaborations are growing very quickly. The network is growing very quickly. Now, I do not want to be the one who creates these timelines. I really want to follow everyone's inspiration, how they want to collaborate. If it's not healing, it's just general conversations, technology, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm really, really feeling out everybody because I want to be very efficient to what each geography needs. And, of course, I want to be efficient with my time so I can be of great service. So what is your inspiration?
Oh, a wellness center to help, to help people.
You know what mine would be called? You know what mine would be called?
What?
Why aren't you wellness center?
Oh, my.
And so that's my whole point. That's my whole point. I don't think we need healing centers, and I don't think we need collaboration centers if we all do our work. But, you know, I'm being a little flip, as you know. It is very, very therapeutic for us to collaborate. I learn tremendous from groups. Nobody knows who I am, of course. But, you know, to use a collaboration center, make it general because it is my opinion. When you talk about wellness or healing centers, not to say people don't need healing, but a lot of times I'm seeing people that need healing, it's because their illness is self-induced.
Correct.
And so the most dangerous profession on this planet, I being one of them, is being a healer. And if you don't know how to clear yourself from all these ailments, you're going to get their issues. And so why did they come there in the first place with an issue is my real question. And so that screening process for healing, I think, needs to be a little more comprehensive. And I think the collaboration center should be first because we don't really know as a collective, in my opinion, so far, it's just an opinion. I really believe each community needs to ferret out what they need, not someone telling them what needs to be done. Does that make sense?
Correct. Yes, it makes
sense.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
So, again, just like healing your body, healing your soul, if you will, not a great term, but the opportunity for us to just learn from our communities, because they're all different, they're all vast, they're all going to have different needs, because some of these communities are very sick and some of them are very healthy. And so
Correct. Maybe
some of the collaboration centers are going to travel to the sick zones and some of the sick people are going to travel to the healthy zones. I don't know. We'll have to see how it works.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sounds exciting.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you.
Okay.
Everything's
thank you,
so exciting now. Thank you.
Indeed. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, next one is 802 and ending in 3941. Wow, what a call we've got so far. Still. Hello? Oh, sorry. 3941, you're on the air with Q.
Yes, Dennis from Vermont. How are you folks tonight?
We're good, Dennis.
We talk about, I've been hearing about spirit and about soul and stuff. When does the spirit enter the soul enter the body?
Oh, outstanding question.
Yeah.
You'll notice when they want to do abortions. When would that be?
Correct. That's the reason I'm asking the question.
That's exactly when it comes in. So the travesty about that topic is right around 21 days is normal. It varies. You're able to pick the best of the worst here. I'm not kidding. Most souls who come in here, spirit, light beings, whatever word you like to use, they hunt around for the perfect fit real quick and go, this is good enough. And they do examine the lineage and, some of the things they want to accomplish. Yeah, for the most part, right around 21 days is normal.
Wow. A lot different than what they tell us, isn't it?
Yes. And so that's why the abortions are so designed the way they are, is because the designers wanted more trauma to the soul, unfortunately.
I got another question. A while back on one of the calls, I think it was with Zara, but I can't recall for sure. When I stand where I'm standing right now, there's two trees about 15 feet from me. They're maples. And then there's another one that's probably 75 feet. That particular day, I closed my eyes listening to the call and so on. I opened my eyes. There was white beings with a staff beside each tree. What was that?
Okay, so interdimensional travel and multidimensional travel should be very common to multidimensional individuals. So as you get more of your abilities back, you are going to see more of that. That's what it's really about. So I'm not going to talk about the beings. I'm just going to talk about that you're able to see more of these layers of dimensional travel, and that's what you observed.
Because when I closed my eyes and I shook my head and I opened it again, they were all gone.
Right. So this is just a muscle getting stronger and stronger. And get used to it. This is where I live every day. I deal with them. This is a time lapse. So basically they can cut and paste time here. And so when you see that gap in time, you're realizing you're slowing down the time and other individuals are speeding up the time.
Oh, okay.
Jane, I'm going to have to move on to another call. It has been a great blessing to be with you. And thank you so much for allowing me to do this. Great, great calls. Let's keep doing this. My love
you,
to all the listeners
we
and to you.
You.
Great day to
we
you.
We love you. Thank you so much. It's been an honor. Thank you so much, Q. All right, everyone. Okay. Wasn't that amazing call with, did we go over our time already? Wow. Okay, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. Wow. That was our 2-hour call. And yet I have a little bit of time here. So I think we're going to finish it up. Zuraya, are you still with us? Zuraya? Oh, sorry. Zuraya, are you here? Whoops, hold on a minute. No, Zuraya's gone too. Let me see if I can bring Zuraya through. Wouldn't you guys like that? I have 28 minutes left on this call. I don't know how I do that. So anyways, let me go see if I can get Billy. Let's go, Zuraya. Good call for everyone to re-listen to. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring Zuraya. Hold on a minute. Sorry. Okay. All right. Here we go. Hello.
Hello. Come the call thing.
Is that right? How did you like our call so far?
Great. Very yes. Enlightening. Very well, enlightening. Very yes. Informative.
Yes. Right, it was. So I was wondering if we could have your dad come through to end our call. I'm sure that I have a couple of questions for him. And for all of you that are on the call, I'd like for all of you to press 1 again so you can remove yourself from the queue, you know, from the board, okay? If you could do that. Press 1 again, and you'll be off the queue or the board.
Is Q off the air now?
Q is, I didn't realize that it was already the 2 hours, and the 2 hours was up.
Oh, okay.
So, no, we couldn't have additional questions. I had a couple also, but that's all right. So, anyway,
would you have another call at a later time?
Oh, for
with
our
my
group,
father.
We could do that.
Yeah,
why don't
do
we
that.
Do that, everyone? It's been two, yeah. Yes, and I do have I do have some other things to do as well. So,
let's go ahead and do that.
Mainly
because my father right now is with Source.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll leave him there. And why don't we go ahead and give everyone a big love boost? 5. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
four,
receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our being. We are in complete joy and excitement and peace and harmony, and we are all in perfect health, and we absolutely know it. Feel that frequency, feel that vibration coming out from your hands. Feel it in your, just feel it. And you know it. We shall see everyone. Very soon, probably we'll talk probably before Saturday. So much love to all of you. Thank you all for being here on this wonderful call with Q today and with Araya and myself. And good day. All right. Bye now.